Right. Yesterday we, at the end of Shir, the last thing we talked about was the tefillin. This sort of an oval to wear tefillin. I mentioned to you that there are two mahalchim in the Yisr of an oval to wear tefillin, whether it's a din in Hilchot tefillin, that it's inappropriate for tefillin to be on the head of someone who's mu'ulal ba'ofa karnai, as Rashi says, who's in a bad way. Or if it's a din in an oval, that an oval, just like there are many dine oval, one of the halachs of the oval is that we do not allow him to wear tefillin. These are the two mahalchim. I mentioned yesterday that it's totally in the chalukei dayos of a oval b'yom rishon on Chol HaMoed whether he puts on tefillin or not, among other things. There is also there's another halacha. There's a halacha of Shmua Kareiva. Somebody hears that one of his close relatives died in a different city and buried already, but he doesn't hear about it until later, but within 30 days. So he also sits Shiva. He also has a din of sitting Shiva. And the halacha is that if he comes to the house where everyone else is sitting Shiva, let's say someone lost a brother, so he travels in, it's the day after the Levaya, and he comes and he finds that all his relatives are sitting Shiva, so he sits with them the amount of days they sit. In other words, he heard about it afterwards, he's Bechit Sit Shiva. If he'd be alone, he'd have to sit for 7 days. But if he comes to the Gadol HaBayis, he comes to the main people of the house, and they're in the middle of Shiva, so the halacha is that he joins them for the Shiva. The Shaila is, again, does he wear tefillin on the first day? Again, the Achaluke days. In other words, for him it's his first day. He's joining his relatives, for them it's the third day, second day, whatever day it is. They're putting on tefillin. What does he do? So there are some Paiskim who say that he doesn't put on tefillin. For him it's the first day. The first day he won't put on tefillin. There are the others who say, what do you mean? It's a Tarti Vasasri. He's joining them there at the second day. How can he be nice like them? It's the first day. For them, it's the second day. So again, it could be that this is totally a Dishaiva. If it's a Din Hilchos Aveilus, that he doesn't wear tefillin, then it's Taka Tarti Vasasri. Because he's supposed to join them for Hilchos Aveilus. So if he comes to them, and they're up to the second day, he's also supposed to be Noyig's second day Avelis, not first day. So if it's a Din in Hilchos Avelis, then it's a Taina when he's joining them. Why is he joining them and acting as if it's the first day? He's joining them, it's the second day. But She'en Kein, if you learn it's a Din in Hilchos Tefillin, so it's not a Tarti Vasasri. He's joining them for Hilchos Avelis, as far as Hilchos Tefillin are concerned. He has a Ptor, he has a reason that he's not supposed to wear Tefillin. What? If he'd be by himself, then he certainly wouldn't wear tefillin. Apology. Keep saying that. Alright, so this is the just one more nafgamina in the things that we spoke about yesterday. As far as the lamaisa of it, the Dogon Ravava brings down a machlaikis. If this is a p'tur tefillin only on Yemisa Shehu Yen Kvura, if you put on tefillin only if it's both the day of death and the day of burial, or even if it's only just the Yem HaMisa, I'll say the Kvura is the next day. So the Dogon Ravava brought down Chalukei Deis as to whether you have a p'tur tefillin on a day that's not Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura together. So they bring a raya that you're potter, because since a Shmua Kareiva is potter from tefillin, to him it's also not the Yom HaMisa but Yom HaKvura, the first day of his Aveilus. not the Yom HaNisa, the person didn't die today, and he's not being buried today. But since the Shmuel cried this pasuk of tefillin, it's a raya that you don't need Yom HaNisa v'Yom HaKfura. It's enough that it's the first day of Avelus, and therefore everybody paskin that on the first day of Avelus, that a person is aware has made his karev die, he's zicha pasuk of tefillin. L'maisa. Now, as the Dogam Ravav brings two sheetahs in the Rishayim, but lahalacha, everyone agrees that on the first day you're patur from tefillin. There is a significant machlokes hapaiskim. What to do on the second day? If the misa is on one day and the kfura is on another day, what do you do then? It's very common, especially nowadays. It's very often that they can't. A person dies in the middle of the day, they usually can't do the levaya that day. So the person dies one day and then levaya the next day. Is his patur from tefillin only on the first day, when he was a nine in anyway, his pater? Or is his patur on the Yom HaKfura too, if it's not the Yom HaNisa? So on this, there's a machlaikis, they're even different than hugging today, what people do. In my case, I had a Shabbat. My father passed away on Shabbos, and the Kfura was on Sunday. So the Shabbat was whether to put on tefillin on Sunday. Because it's not Yom HaMisa V'Yom HaKfura. Right? The Maritah told it has to be Yom HaMisa V'Yom HaKfura. We don't paskin like it. We paskin Yom HaMisa alone. But that's Yom HaMisa alone. What about Yom HaKfura alone? Everything clear? Yom HaMisa alone, we paskin your pater even if there's no Kfura. What about Yom HaKfura alone, if it's only Kfura that day? So there are Chalukei Deis in the paskin. The Chayyadim says to put on tefillin. Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan say not to put on tefillin. And in the yeshiva world, the minig is like the Mishnah Berurah, not to put on tefillin. Right, don't do what animus. Let's do what avelus. So the minig is that on the Yom HaKfura you don't put on, and there are those who do put on. There are people who put on the tzimah, they put on without a bracha. There are those who do. But the lamaisa of it is, the yeshiva world, the lamaisa of it is not. So the question is, the Maritah held that you only put on tefillin Yom HaMisa Yom HaKfura because that's the raisa. That was the time though. But that's avelus the raisa, so it passes you. So if Avelus passes you, it's all Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura, which is Deiraisa. And we don't pass like the Maritah. We say Yom HaMisa alone passes. So what's the Hesber? Why does Yom HaMisa alone pass? If Yom HaMisa alone passes, because it didn't the first Yom Rishon of Avelus is Deiraisa, and it passes, it's only Yom Rishon of Avelus is Deiraisa, it passes. But if it has nothing to do with being a Deiraisa, if you pass even if it's not a Deiraisa, so then it could apply to both days. Now you'll ask me, if it's not their right, so why are you potter? How would you answer that? If it's not their right, so why are you potter? Right, the second day everyone holds it's not available, it's their right. So why are you potter from tefillin the second day? Not their right, so why are you potter from tefillin? What? If it didn't, it's filling. It's not covered for the filling. Maybe that's the hazard. It's not covered for the filling. Yeah, but if Jarbana could be like a Derash, it would be Shadal Tasa. I just. I'm not sure what the hazard is. So, I'll compare it. This is the Machlaikis. Machlaikis even a nice. What the day of Misa in Achinami, so it's not known after Misa unless the Misa and Kfura are together. It's the Yom HaMisa and the original Machlokes in Rabbi and Afkamina. Yom HaMisa alone, I guess, would only be an Afkamina, like Yaakov said, if Masari Lakatafin, if you gave it over to the Chavak Kaddishin. They're going to take care of Kfura tomorrow. So then you become a Chayiv in Mitzvah. You become a Chayiv. Why is Machin Amos? That's the Sechlaikis. If you have a Misa and the Kfura is at night, so that's the Shabbat. If you have a Kfura, if a person puts on film. Alright, before we do the next Gemara, I just want to point out Taisus, it's an easy Taisus, Chutz. It's a klal in drushes. So, you know, we learn that from Yecheskel, Dinei Avelos. Yecheskel's wife died, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him how to behave. And from the way that Rabbi Shalom told him how to behave, we learn out Dinei Avelos. For example, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, he told him, don't learn. So from there, we learn out that an avel is aser in Limud HaTorah, except for the things that are mussar. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, put on tefillin, pe'ercha chava sholecha. That we learn out what? That only he should put on tefillin, but every other avil is also betefillin. Follow? Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel put on tefillin, say, it was only Yechezkel put on tefillin. Everybody else doesn't put on tefillin. So Hashem had to tell him to put on tefillin. Then when Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't learn, so we say, we learn out to everybody else, that everyone else also doesn't learn, because Hashem said Avol doesn't learn. So he says, what do you mean? Do you learn out from what Hashem told Yecheskel? Or do you learn out from what he, the opposite of what he said? When Hashem told Yecheskel put on tefillin, we say, oh, so every other Avol doesn't. Because Baruch Hu told him, don't learn, so we say, oh, then it's the same to all other Avol. So one thing we're saying, but Hashem told Yecheskel the same for every Avol. That's learning. And when the tefillin business, we say, just the opposite. Say, no, it's only him and not every other Avol. So, like, it's not consistent. So Taisus Terah, it's not that clear. The last three lines of Taisus. Yishlam, the last Sargamrinon. Ta'asa, we learn now. That's what Yecheskel. Kuli Yaman Amiyas. Avol Ahatir, Loi Gamrinon. Lay Lechudei, Lemishrei Avol. Why was the Terah? Ta'asa, we learn out of Yecheskel. Ta'asa, learning, we learn out of him. To be matzah tefillin, that we don't learn out of him. But that was the kasha. Why one we do and one we don't? That's the svara of Taisus. Truth is, this svara, which has to do with the way we always darsh. Now, somebody should be on the svara. Maybe yes, maybe not. The question is, how could you prove one way or the other? What? Pe'er chalcha v'sholacha hercha. Taisus doesn't answer that. Maybe it's a good teretz. That's not Taisus teretz, right? Taisus says that what Hashem told Yecheskel isurim, we learn out to all avel. We told him a heter, we don't learn out to all avel. Why? Why? So that flaw says something very pashut. He says this is the way we dashim sukkim. We dash in a pasuk that it's a chiddush. We assume what it says in the pasuk is a chiddush. Otherwise, Hashem didn't tell him things that are not chiddushim. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him to put on a shirt. Last person almost allowed to put on a shirt, right? Hashem, whatever Hashem told him is a chiddush. So Hashem said, don't learn. So that's a chiddush. Which is not allowed to learn. So we learn from here that a novel is not allowed to learn. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, put on tefillin. Why is that a chiddush, put on film? If every avol puts on film, so then there's no chiddush in that. If there'll be no pasuk, I assume an avol puts on film. No? What's the chiddush in put on film? So we dashin, if Hashem said to him, put on film, must be a chiddush that all other avelim don't. So we have to twist it and say, well, if Hashem told him put it on, must be all other avelim don't. Because otherwise there is no chiddush. Hashem said, put on tefillin, and also every Yavul puts on tefillin. Well, what's the chiddush in that? Every Yavul does all of it. So it's...
Well, can't be chiddush before you tell them this halacha, otherwise you don't know. It's only chiddush when you know that no one wears tefillin by being an Yavul. Then you can say this over here and say that it's a... it's not a chiddush before you actually say the...
Before you start, if there'll be no plastic about tefillin, why would you assume if the Levaya the Avol should put on tefillin? Is that what you assume? And I mean, I said Mr. Putnam, but if the Levaya, if there was no pasuk, you would say put on tefillin. So why does Hashem have to come to Yecheskel and say, put on tefillin? So it must be that it's the galah to us that everyone else does not put on tefillin. We always dash in a pasuk with the assumption that there's some chiddush in the pasuk. So Memela, when Hashem said, don't learn, that's a chiddush. But we're not forced to say that. Then we could just say, don't learn as a chiddush. So we learn how to all have aim. Pashtus, Hashem told him to be noig aveiros. So Hashem told him a number of things. One of the things is don't learn. Don't learn, take off your shoes. A bunch of things Hashem said. They were all hanhagas, the pash pshat, the pasig. Hashem said, you're an avil, do this, this, and this. Or don't do this. There's no problem with that. That's the normal way to learn the pasig. Hashem said, you're an avil, do this. Question is, why would Hashem said put on tefillin, do we twist it and say, you, but nobody else? So why do you do that? Chiddush is, the teretz is, because otherwise there'd be no chiddush. Okay, let's get on to the next piece of Gemara. What are we holding? I think Omar Rabba Tanoihi. The Tanachad and Loya Samaisa Brishan Pata Pisheni, Bisheni Pata Bishlishi, Vitanyida, Risha Bisheni Pata Shlishi Chayyid. Shlishi means Friday night. It's married Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. So it's a stereo, one place is Chayyid, one place is Pata. So it's Machaikas Tanoi. Babaya, where's Abaya? Say Hosanami, Vitir the Pligi. They argue there about Tirda like Abayel before. Fani Tanoi, Kiani Tanoi, Vitan. Because it's a psula la yivo betchila b'shabes echachamim matirim. Oh, so we have a machlaikis. Who's this a machlaikis between? My chachamim. I'm a rabbi of Shimoni. Dam adam shemis gavim mutter. Also very easy gemara. Then it's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says adam shemis gavim mutter. So the first bia is mutter. So after gemara malay abaya, my dear Rav Shimon, b'sekresh v'layamus. Now it gets hard. So what was the kasha? How could you be boil betchila b'shabes? It's a psikresha that you're going to be married, you're going to be mesher b'sulim, that you're going to cause bleeding. Amalei. Now it gets, let's figure this out. Loika alalu babaloyim shein bekiyim batiyah. You think everybody's like the Babylonians, who are not bekiyim and doing a bia batiyah. Ela yesh bekiyim batiyah. So what's the teretz? What's the teretz? Anybody? How are you allowed to be bottled? What's the situation? Teresis. So who are you talking about? The people from Babel or the people not from Babel? What? 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 So about everybody. Does it fit into the next Gemara? If it, you could say, maybe we'll say it's talking about everybody. That's the way we learned before. We learned before that everyone's mutter, because it might come out b'hatiyah. But then the next line of Gemara don't make sense. Look at the Gemara. If you can, again, there are two ways you can learn. Either he's saying only a baki is allowed to do bia on Shabbos, or he's saying anybody. It must be, I'm talking that way Rashi learned the Gemara, we'll get to Tosfos in a minute. It must be that at this point, I'm only mutter those who are b'kiyah. Then the Gemara's kasha makes sense. Okay, Tarad Lama. If he's a baki, why is he Tarad? Why is he Tarad? He's a baki. Yes, they'll shein a baki. Yaimru baki mutter shein a baki aser. If so, we should say a baki is mutter and a baki is aser. There it says right b'kiyim hein. Now when the Gemara says right b'kiyim hein, Rashi says, the Gemara is saying that everyone's allowed to do bia. Why? Because since right people are b'kiyim, look in the Rashi, second wide line, notice what the Gemara is answering after the whole discussion here is that anybody can do bia, even if you're not a b'kiyim. Why? Eitzav sekreshe, we might be down. Teretz is because it may work out to be a hatiyah, even though you don't know what you're doing, you're not a b'kiyim. It just may work out that way. Follow? That's the Gemara's teretz, the way we learned on Hayom and Beg. The Gemara beforehand, when it said Yadmu Baki Mutter Sheini Baki Yasser, Gemara thought that we're only going to be Matabia for a Baki, and not someone who's not a Baki. Gemara said, if so, Yadmu Baki. So the Gemara says, no, you're right, since right the key of eh? Therefore, we're Matabia for everybody, even if you're not one of the right. You're not a Baki Batia. we're still going to be matter for you. Why? Because may it's not secretion. The BMA may work out.
How does a person come about? What does that mean?
You see, how does
married,
it, what?
Married 10 times before and came about.
It's true. How do you become a baki? Most men only buy a lipsula once in a lifetime. But it means that the kiyam in the inyan of bia, to a degree that they would understand how to be bial without knocking out the psula. Yeah, I suppose that's what it means. Because I don't think it means right bikiyam that they go to school to study hatiyah. It means from experience they learn somehow what hatiyah is. I'm not sure myself what hatiyah is, but it seems that there's such a thing. The right people can work it out that way. So stama. So what does Rashi learn? That it's always not a secretion. Because it may work out that way. Now Tosfos does not seem to learn that way. Both Tosfos, but look at Tosfos, right Bikiyam Hay. Kochad the Chad Misapkinon Lay Berayv, the Kula Matara. What does that mean? Roy Bikiyam Hay. Kol chad v'chad misapkin on labor rights. Someone type that for me.
Well, when we pass it and we look at everyone as something, maybe he might do it.
Maybe he's a bucky, maybe he's not a bucky, or maybe he'll do it by tia, maybe he's not.
Maybe he's bucky, he's not a bucky. Maybe he's bucky.
That's what from Rashi, it sounds like the suffix is will he do atia, won't he do atia? Tosfos seems to say, when the Suffolk, if he's a Bucky or not.
And a Bucky that he'll do Batia, or
he's
not a Bucky.
If he's a Bucky, he'll do Batia. Not. Why don't we ask him if he's a Bucky?
We're taking the general picture and asking, like, how should we pass him? And we're looking at it like from a general picture.
Well, why don't we pass him that you tell people the Kiyam Mutar made him a Kiyam Asa?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know what he is. So it sounds like from Tosfos, he could be a Bucky and not know it. You know what comes out of what Tosfos saying? Right, Bikiyam Hay. Chol chad v'chad misabkin alei b'raif. What's going on? Somebody explain? Anybody? See, Tosfos holds that when you boil the tchila b'shabbos, you have to try to do a batia. That's what Tosfos holds. Rashi holds you do a normal beer, it's not going to be a psikration. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says maybe you're a bucky. What do you mean maybe you're a bucky?
Even a bucky, the shayat
cannot stop.
It's not that. Yeah, he's a
bucky,
and he's not
the bucky. Kach ha'ad ha'ad v'sab kina touch. Each person, when the suffix, maybe he is what? Maybe he knows how to do it, even though he has no clue. Little does he know, but he's a bucky. What does that mean? Like you can have, do you know what it's like? Like the question is, what is the kiyas of hatiyah? Rashi learns it's like something you have to learn. You're like playing basketball. You can't have a person who's a good ball player and he doesn't know it. You never played, you never shot a basketball before, you can't be a good ball player. Right? So like Rashi can be. Like Tosfos, so it's like someone is a fast runner. Could it be that someone's a fast runner and he doesn't know it? Right? So it comes out like Tosfos that there are people that have a key back here and they don't know it. I don't exactly how that works. But that's what Tosfos is saying. There are some people that have a key back here and they're not even aware of it. So therefore everybody, the Bi'ur Rishayna, has to try to do Atiya. Even though he has no clue how you do it. But he has to try to do Atiya. That's what Tosfos is learning. I don't know, I don't understand Tosfos. Those are the words of Tosfos, no? No, I don't like him. Are those the words of Tosfos? Hey, if somebody has a better pshat, I'd love to hear it. I don't know what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is not a psikresha. Most people are bikiyam, and therefore if you get married, you say, maybe you're a baki, and fine. It could be by the field of Shabbos.
You're going to choose that. And you can have more of an afterpart. You don't have more of an afterpart.
It's funny that he could be a baki. In other words, a person could have a knack for it, but if he doesn't... He can have a knack for being a painter. But if he doesn't paint a couple times, he's not going to, the first time, who knows, maybe the first time he paints, he'll paint a beautiful picture. It's not going to happen the first time. Because you don't know anything about it. Like shooting at like a basketball player. A person can get it in. See, that's Rashi. Rashi's saying that he needed not a bucky. You're not a bucky. Maybe the first time you shoot a ball, maybe you'll go in. So you're not a bucky. Maybe the first beer you'll do out to you. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says, no, the miyud people that are not the key, and they won't get it right. But when the subic, maybe you're from the right of the key. Why do you mean you're from the right of the key? The words don't make sense. Kol chai v'chai misabkinam lei b'rayim. Each person was subic. Maybe he's one of the right. What do you mean he's one of the right? Right people get it right, not true. Right be a Rishayin is a Ram. Nobody says right for the first time.
Imagine how the Brahman
became
Bachir.
Most people are
Kian. So he may be.
I'm assuming that he's one of the Bachir. Why are you Masupik? Is a guy who never got married before and you're Masupik? He's a Bachir? Yeah, what kind of Bachir could he be? So somebody who is married a very long time, maybe can become a bucky. But somebody who's getting just the man being by the silver the first time.
There's no bucky, just one time.
That's also a question. But that's certainly Tyson Service are in Rashi. Rashi I could understand. It could come out.
It doesn't make sense.
If
that chance is there,
you just
be bad about
it.
He takes that chance. So
I agree with you, and that's the way Rashi learned. That's not the way Tosfos. I don't know. I have a hard time with Tosfos, but we're going
to
move on. I don't know.
First thing, you have to know he's a
bucky. No, he doesn't have to know. You may be a bucky and you don't know it. What does that mean? You may, who knows? Maybe you're a bucky and you don't know it. Do you ever play lacrosse? You know, you might be an expert lacrosse. I don't understand what Tosfos is saying. I don't know. I don't know. Rashi is very good. Rashi says, stoma. Rashi says, stoma. A stom person, lap secretion. He's not a bucky. He's for sure not a bucky. But that secretion, maybe the beer will turn into a beer batia. No, it's not. It's not the same as saying. Bucky means he knows what he's doing. You can deliberately try to do hatia. Anyway, this is what I don't understand. Reb Shimon, the Chiddush of Shimon, Simon Dali, is medayit from Roiv Bikiyame. Why does the Gemara say Roiv? Roiv Bikiyame. Who cares if it's right? We try to make it not a psik ratio. Right? The idea of this Gemara is that if not a psik ratio, it'll be mighty down. So why say Roiv Bikiyame? Say it's 50-50. So it's not a psik ratio. Right? We said a 50-50 thing is also not a psik ratio. So why does it say here Roiv people are Bikiyame?
Well,
the MS is that it's right, but we say no, it's 50-50. It's 50-50. It's also not a situation. But here's the perception, it's 50-50. It's not a situation. If something may have made that happen
50-50.
But you don't need right. Well, you need a suffix. To make it a situation, you need it should be a suffix. There's no question that a 50-50 suffix is good. We spoke at the beginning of the sugya, maybe even a 90%, only 10% of the cooler will be good. 50%. Zakt Reb Shimon, from here's a raya to the shita of the Rabbi Kivega, that a suffix psikresha is a psikresha. We learned last week that a psikresha, that's a suffix lisha'ava. The psikresha, it's a suffix, you don't know the lisha'ava. It means you don't know if there's possible cholov in the pot. we said a suffix with Sha'avar has a dipsic ratio, it's a suffix. So Rav Shimon, same thing here. If it's 50-50, if they're B'kiyam Haim or not, so then it's a suffix with Sha'avar. This person doesn't know if he's a Baki or he's not a Baki. He's not sure if he's a Baki. Whatever it is, the Metzius exists already. Then he Metzius. If he's a Baki or he's not a Baki. Whatever that Metzius is, it exists. He just doesn't know. That's what Tosfos says, right? He doesn't know if he's a Baki. If it would be 50-50, then it's a Suffolk Psik Ratio. And a Suffolk Psik Ratio, like Rabbi Kivega, is awesome. So Suffolk Psik Ratio is awesome. So Rav Shimon says, from the fact that Gemara Chafzon Roiv B'Kiyamein, it's a Raya, the only reason it's Mutter is because it's a Raiv, that this person is a Baki, he'll be able to be Bayil without a Dam. But if it wouldn't be Raiv, it would be it would be 50-50, it would be a Suffolk Mishar, that would be us.
If it's still there, am I right? If it's still there, he
does it wrong, then
he'll realize that
it's Mashavah. Therefore, what?
Why is it
making a difference
if it's
50-50
or if it's right? Even if it's right,
he'll
still say,
like, Kiregor's problem, that there's a Mashavah. He'll find out he's not a Baki, and it will come out of Mashavah. Yeah, Mashavah should be asked even if against right.
Yes.
It's just a, it's a good question, but
Rav Shimon
holds
they're
not that way.
The Halchanachar,
right?
What's Mashavah? The question is, if he's going to be right, at now.
Again, like Rashi, you're right. Rav Shimon's Raya makes sense according to Tais. According to Tais, the topic is this person a Baki or not? He doesn't know. But it's a Matthias, either he is or he's not. We'll find out eventually.
And what's all Rav Shimon's
Maestro? You know who says that? So Rav Shimon says here in Siman Dalet that the Riki Vega makes sense, like my explanation of segregation. Rav Shimon's explanation for Sikresha is that Hainu Hach. That in Metzius, it's all one thing. The Malacha and what you try to do. Rav Shimon brings, you go to Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim held what's Sikresha. Rav Chaim said Sikresha is that we tell the person, our Karchach Yerom Echavi. Rav Chaim said, what's Pshat of Sikresha? Pshat of Sikresha is, you say, you're not Mechavi. If it's Sikresha, you are a Mechavi. So Rav Shimon says, if you go with Rav Chaim Svara in Achinami, a Suffolk Sikresha should be Mutter. Because if it's a Suffolk, we can't tell him, Akachach Yerom Echavim. It's only a Suffolk Sikresha. So therefore, so Rav Shimon, that Suffolk Sikresha is awesome. Raya from Akamara to Riki Vega, then it's awesome. And a Mela Raya to my explanation of Sikresha. Because if you go to Rav Chaim's explanation of Sikresha, that Sikresha means that our Kachach Yerom Echavim, so then a Suffolk Sikresha should not be a Sikresha. You can't tell a person our Kachach Yerom Echavim if it's a Suffolk, if it's going to happen or not. This is Rav Shimon's Diyuk from Agamara and his Raya. Rav Shimon brings down an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says that a Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. A Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair because it's going to pull out hairs. But if he did comb his hair, he doesn't get malchus. If he did, he doesn't get malchus. Why not? Because the Mishnah says, because it's not a psikration. Just combing your hair is not a psikration. You're not for sure going to pull out hairs. Much fair with this. So the kasha on this is Rav Shimon brings is that Rav Shimon brings that what are you talking about? If it's not a psikresha, then the nazir is allowed to comb his hair. Right? If you use such a comb that's not going to pull out hair, so you're allowed to, even though it might. What? Then you're allowed to. And if it's if it is a psikresha, then you should get malchus. If it's a psikresha, if Kolmig is here, is Bami going to pull out here? Then it should be odd. Then it should be Malkus. If it's not a psikresha, it should be Mutter. How could the Rambam say it's Aser, but you don't get Malkus? It's Aser, but you don't get Malkus. What does that mean?
and ended up pulling out nails?
Presumably, otherwise there'd be no question about it. So Rav Shimon says a nice pshat. Rav Shimon says, now this you have to know about combing hair. If you don't comb your hair, you don't fight. Rav Shimon says when people comb their hairs, they don't generally pull out the hair that's firmly rooted in their head. They are sa'aris hamadul dalas. It's hairs which are shvach, which are not strong. Hair is constantly changing. People always lose. Losing hair, hopefully it's being replaced, but in a person's head they are sa'arim, sa'arais hamadul dalai, hair which is loose, and there's hair which is strong. When you comb your hair with a comb, it's not a secretion that you're going to pull out regular hair. Regular hair would not pull out. What you generally lose. This aura is hamadul dalas. You lose the hairs that are Yiddish. They say vakulzech. What does the word look like that in English? Vakulzech means you're not sure of your hair or you're there. So hair which is like half in, half out. That's what falls out when you comb it. The meila is a Rav Shimon. When a nazir combs his hair. Is it a secretion he's going to pull out hairs? Yes. If he has, at the moment, loose hairs in his head, so then it's a secretion. If he has no loose hairs in his head, it's not a secretion. Does he, at this moment, have loose hairs in his head? That's a suffix secretion. It's a suffix with shavah. It's suffix shavah. He doesn't know at any given moment. Does he have loose hairs? He's not allowed to comb his hair because suffix secretion is awesome. He's not allowed to comb his hair. But if he does, and here's where Shimon gets interesting. Again, the person's combing his hair. You're not allowed to comb your hair because you might have loose hairs in your head which you might pull out. You might not. Suffix secretion is awesome. So someone gives the nazir hasra, I'm warning you, you're not allowed to comb your hair. If you comb your hair, you're going to get malchus. He combs his hair, and what do you know? Hairs come out. Should he get malchus?
Can't give
asra on a suffix. You can't give asra on a suffix to shavah. Let's say a nazir has a bottle. He's ready to drink. You tell him if there's wine in there, you should know you're going to get malchus. So he can give such asra. Listen to Rav Shimon's chaf. Rav Shimon says. When he combs his hair, now you find hairs. So you should get malchus. Maybe that. Maybe he has no loose hairs. And when he combed his hair, he pulled out strong hairs, which was not a secretion. If he pulled out loose hairs, he should get malchus. It's not a secretion, he's definitely going to pull it out. But we don't know. Maybe when he combed his hair, he did something which doesn't usually happen. Maybe he pulled out strong hairs, which was not a secretion. So for that, it was not only that asra. On the strong hairs, it's mutar lechatchilah. As far as the strong, it's mutar lechatchilah. It's not a secretion. It's only asra because there might be loose hairs. So because of the loose hairs, it's asra to do it. But we don't know if he ended up pulling out loose hairs. It's a nice chav. You know, you talk about splitting hairs. Yechapel is saying, Rav Shimon is saying that when you comb your hair, you're not allowed to comb your hair because there might be loose hairs which are going to come out. It's a Gemara, really, in Nazir Daf and Ches, he brings, that says that this is off loose hairs. So he says like this, you're not allowed to comb your hairs because maybe there are loose hairs and it's going to be a secretion. If you know for sure there are no loose hairs, then it'll be mutter. But since we paskin, or Rav Shimon paskin is Rav Kideg, Safik. Secretion is awesome. So now you're not allowed to comb your hair. If you did comb your hair and pull out hairs, if you would know you pulled out a loose hair, you'd get malchus. Because that was a secretion. But who knows? Maybe you pulled out a strong hair. Which doesn't usually happen. Maybe it happened. And that you're allowed to do. So you're allowed to comb your strong hairs. So maybe you don't get malchus.
If it isn't serious, like, your hair is changing, something's coming out, something's not.
But who knows if at this moment he has Tzaris and Adol.
Why should we tell that it's on the Adol? Why should we assume that I mean strong
only because it's possible. It's possible we can give him up, because maybe he pulled out long years, because the Mishnah says that's not a secret. So here we should be told that in the Sarah some $2 enough to give a person. Maybe it's the time of Shimon's tackle funny. He's saying, no, those are the loose hairs. Now when you're going to pull out here, we're going to say it was the strong hairs. What he's saying is, he was talking about such a cult that here, if there's loose hair, he's definitely going to pull it out. If there's strong hairs, it may or may not. So at any given moment, a person knows where he's holding. A person doesn't know, that's a self-observation. Self-observation is awesome. Okay, let's get to Mappis Morsa. Amalei Rava Barachana Labaya Alamiata Shushvinin Lama Mapalama. If there's such a thing as Atiya and it's so common, so why are we looking for Dam with Shushvinin and a Mapa? Amalei Hasashem Yeraviyadin. Take care. If there's no Dam, we don't put Shushvinin. If there's no Dam, there's no Dam. There's no problem. It should still be a Vesula. But if there is Dam, and the Dam will come out on the Mapa, and Yavid, and she'll never be able to prove she was a psula. So we would like that if there's Dam, we're going to say that no, that she's a psula. It seems that Chazal were very into at that time knowing that a woman is a psula more than maybe today. Matzav Rabban. Oh, here we come to the big case of Hamapis Mursa. The whole Gemara is one line. Hamapis Mursa B'Shabbos, two lines. What's the deal? Someone has a pimple. Mapis Mursa. So you have a pimple. You want to squeeze the pimple. Why do you want to squeeze the pimple? It hurts. That's what it seems. So a lot of people squeeze pimple that happen. Like an acne pimple. So it doesn't usually hurt more than squeezing or squeezing. But it's a pus pimple. Hurts. So pus pimple, we're telling you, you're squeezing mishum tzar. Depends what your kavan is. Im lasis lo peh chayim. A peh means an opening that's made lahachnas alohaiti, take in and to give out. So what's a mapis morsa? So you're squeezing the pimple to let the pus out and to let the air in. If that's your kavana, chayim. That's malacha deraisa. Which malacha? So Rashi says, "Bainu." I'll get back to that in a minute. If all you want to do is take out pus, your potter. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is, we see there's an iser. How could you be matted to be but it'll be a rishayna? You're taking out dam, even taking out pus is chayiv. What's the kasha? So it can work. No, I'm sorry, the kasha the other way. Which way is the kasha? Kasha is paker, because by absolutely you're not mechaber to make a pet. You're not mechaber to hit zilah. The kasha on the one who asked it. How could you ask a beer rishayna by dam besulim? Why is it different than lahitim imen aleicha? Lahitim imen aleicha is pater or mutter. There it's actually mutter lachatchila. So why is it not mutter to be mighty dam besulim? So Gemara says hasam paket va'akir racha paket v'layak. Pas is not in the is not at all in the system. Taking it out is not a chabura. Dam besulim, pocket below yakir. Dam if good pocket, but my yakir, it's still in the system, and therefore it's awesome. Okay. What is Mapis Mursa? So we stop in the beginning. Okay, obviously the main sugya Mapis Mursa is Dabashen and Gavin, but before that, the question of which malacha is Mapis Mursa. Rashi says, Chayiv Shum Misakin Pesach, Chayiv Shum Bainim. Rashi says it's Bainu. Ta'ash kham binya b'bay lechayim, b'ksir v'yivin es atzela. We see this Bainu by human beings. For Rashi Shita is, that's a malacha of Bainu. The Rambam, when he brings down Mapis Mursa, he says it's a malacha of Makeh B'Patish. Maka bepatish, you're completing something. A professional doctor, when he's mafis mursa, he makes a pesach, makes an opening, and therefore it's maka bepatish. So the question is, what are they arguing about? You have to know. So we have to know why Rashi doesn't say like the Rambam, why the Rambam doesn't say like Rashi. Okay? So let's start with, why doesn't the Rambam say like Rashi? Say Rashi's Pasha. Why not? That the Rambam rather holds that making a Pesach is not Baina. That's not true, because the Rambam says, Ha'oisa Pesach Balul Shaltan HaGaybun. Somebody has a chicken coop. He makes an opening, Lahaknis Ulahaitzi, wants to take out the bad air and put in some good air. So he's Chayiv. So the Rambam holds making a pet is Baina. Chayiv Mishum Baina. So why doesn't he hold making a pen in Adam is also Baina? What?
Where?
Not this Mutza? Air. Does the air heal the wound? That's to say, if his kavana is that the air should come in, the doctor opens it up. That's what he does it for. Want the air to come in. So if that's his reason, then it's fine. So the Avnei Nezer, the Tshuva, says that they're arguing if there's binyan by Balei Chayim, if there's binyan or not by a human being, is there a malacha of binyan by the guf? The Rambam holds there's no binyan by Balei Chayim, and Rashi holds there is. Aye, by even as a tzeilah. So it's not really so shver, because we have a rule. Ein binyan b'keilim. There's no malacha of baina if you fix a keilim. And yet, by keilim a binyan gomor, if you make a keilim in the first place, there is baina. Ein binyan b'keilim is if you fix it. When you make a new keilim, there is baina. So same thing by Balei Chayim. Making a person could be his baina. But fixing something in a person, in a human being, is not baina. So that's what the Avnei Nezer learns is the machlokes here, Rashi and the Rambam. Nafka mina lemaisa. Rashi holds baina. No, Rashi sheet is baina is any baina, even just fixing things is also baina. The Rambam, who doesn't say baina, feels baina is only when you build it from scratch. But when you fix something, the Rambam holds is no bind, the Rashi holds there is bind. Okay? So Rashi holds there is bind. What? No, you're taking a guf and making a Pesach in it. The Rambam holds Makim and Patrish there too? Could be. Rashi grabbed it, didn't say anything there. He didn't say bind it, Makim and Patrish. I pointed out this Rashi when we learned that. The Pesach Utsara. I remember I showed you this Rashi, right? Where there? Where by? Are you said by there? About Kavinyan, you're right. Okay. It's just funny you didn't bring Bayin at the table. But Rashi's not proud. Rashi owes both are Bayin. So Rashi owes Bayin is any Binyan Baguf is Bayin, according to Rashi. The Rambam holds only if you make a Guf, like a Rabbeinu Shalom make. So otherwise, it's nothing. If Gemina. What? Making a golem. Golem is not Balei Chayim. There's a shaila in the Hartzvi about cementing a false teeth into a person's mouth on Shabbos. Are people have dentures. They have some type of adhesive. With which they put in false teeth. So we all laugh at it, but you know, everybody who uses false teeth was once 20 years old also, right? Also laughed at false teeth. But anyway, are you allowed to play? Are you allowed to glue that in? What? Can't hear. So what he says, what Darcy says, is that should be totally in the machlaikas of Yesh Binyan Bebalei Chayim. And then he says, it could be that since it's not permanent, it's not binding. So I didn't understand that the Mappas Mursa is permanent. Make a hole in a pimple, it's permanent. It eventually dries up and disappears. No pimple comes out. I mean, it's permanent in the pimple. In this place where you did it, you created something. That's called permanent.
If you build the back,
the pad is not permanent. See, the opening, even if there's a scar, but there's no pad that's permanent. The malach is making an opening that goes in and out. That's not permanent, it's going to heal. The scar is not the opening, that's the pad. The some cipher has a tshuva about a mayil fixing his fingernail. I mentioned to you once that a mayil to do priya, the way some mayil do priya, they have a fingernail which is cut in a certain way. So there's a tshuva in the some cipher. I think it's tshuva ayin tes. Here in this pirushe, he says to look at it. It's pirushe on ksubis, and there he says. He's mesupik if a mayel fixing his nail, if it's malacha deraisa, malacha derabana. If it's shayach the deraisa baina. The kamina of a guy. You're allowed to get a guy to do a derabana for you for a mitzvah, and not a deraisa. So is trimming a fingernail to make it just right as a keli, is that baina or it's not baina? So the chassam sefer. Some sefer holds. Well, that's enough community. It should be makom b'patish anyway. Not fine. It's makom b'patish. What?
Not
permanent. Not sure. Okay. So sefer holds with Dina that there is an isabinyan d'iraisa by Gufa Adam, and that's the Hartzvi writes that too. The Ben Ishchayin at Shuva writes that there's no binyan mahalacha by people, by Balei Chayim. So it seems to me like Sapaiskin, if we pass kind of like the Rambam. It's very good. The Ben Ishchayin is a Sephardi, he goes to the Rambam Shiva. If the Rambam is the one who knows there's no binyan. And Ashkenazim go with Rashi Shita, that there is binyan. The problem seems to be machlokes that there's binyan. So anyway, it's machlokes lahalacha if there's binyan b'gufa Adam or not. Right, the other flip side is why doesn't Rashi say Makabah Pashish? So that I don't know anybody who explains why Rashi doesn't say Makabah Pashish. Oh, you know why they don't explain? Because Rashi in the Sechta Shabbos says both. Rabbi Kiveget Sechen Su Shabbos. Rashi in Shabbos says it's Baina and Makabah Pashish. Mappas Morsi. So Rashi holds it both. So Rashi is not arguing with the Rambam on Makabah Pashish. But the Rambam is arguing with Gabi Baina. There's a malacha. Okay, tomorrow we're going to get into Mappas Mursa some more. This is Reb Chaim that we're talking about the whole sugya. Reb Chaim is a Mappas Mursa right in the beginning of the Shabbos. The Rachel Rambam.